Yesterday we promised that we weren't going to talk about the President Bush speech anymore, but I guess we have scored such a big interview this morning that we had no choice but to go ahead and do one more thing on it. So hopefully, you know, this will be the last time we mention it, and or I'll try my best. But you can't really guarantee these things, so you never know how they're going to work out, Chris.
Right.
You really don't. Good morning, Power. It's 97.5.
Yes, hello. I am Iraqi woman calling from Manhattan.
Oh, okay. Are you the one that asked the question the other day about, or actually didn't ask any questions, praising President Bush?
Yes, President Bush is the best individual I have ever met.
Did you really meet him, though? Weren't you just kind of sitting up in the crowd?
I met the president, and I gave him kind words, and the president is very fond of me as well as an Iraqi woman.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of stuff you endured there.
And the main reason I am calling is that 10 members of my family listen to your morning radio show, and we do not appreciate the jokes you make about President Bush and his affairs with the white lady, the devil, cocaine.
That was just a quick joke. I was just joking.
You, sir, are a chemical weapon.
And now, come on. That's you just called Saddam Hussein that. You're going to call me that?
You are a chemical weapon. Although I do appreciate your radio station, I do like the music.
Oh, good. We're glad we have all kinds of listeners, you know, from 90 years old to Iraqis. So that's good. You have a favorite song?
I am especially fond of the Chris Brown song entitled Run It. I am very fond of this single, and I am quite looking forward to this young gentleman, this rising star's future CD.
Yeah, I don't think it's not out yet.
Comes out in a month, I think.
And that is going to be a good CD.
May I sing part of the song for you?
Okay. If you want to.
Well, not really sing, but my favorite part of the song is the gentleman in the background of the song who goes, word, word. Word.
That's my favorite part.
I'm familiar with that, and Chris is familiar with that too.
Word.
Well, we appreciate all the perspective you've shared with us this morning on the presidential address the other day, and we're glad you and your family listen, and thanks, and hopefully keep on listening, and we'll try to do better for you in the future.
Just don't be a chemical weapon anymore, and we will be fine. I will have no problems with you, sir.
All right, then. Good to know. Thanks.